Welcome to the last City and Town podcast of 2023. It's a little shorter than previous episodes, but that leaves you with more time to get ready for the holidays. Andrew Morgan has put together three great segments for us. First, we visit the small town of Denning, where residents have a great reason to celebrate. Next, we take Arkansas's civic temperature with highlights from a panel discussion about a newly released report on civic engagement. And finally, have a little holiday fun. It's a new CNT game show. You may just recognize the first contestant, so stick around for that. Andrew, take it away.
The citizens of the Franklin County town of Denning got together October 14th to celebrate the opening of a new pavilion. Burgers and hot dogs were on the grill, and kids jumped and shouted in the bounce house next to the town's small playground. The day was about the pavilion, but the town has much more to celebrate. Just after midnight on May 25th of 2011, an EF4 tornado ripped through Franklin and Johnson counties. It killed three people, including a Denning resident. It has taken time, but Denning is back and better than before, says Mayor Paul Lee.
Yes, 2011, it tore our city hall up, tore up the town. We lost lives, and we've rebuilt our city hall. We've rebuilt our water department. We've got a new tornado shelter now, and we just finished this new pavilion to have the outside cookouts for us. But we basically, with the help from our grants and stuff, we paid everything off. We don't owe nobody nothing. Got it all paid for and enjoying it now.
Yeah. So, aside from being the town's meeting space, City Hall also acts as a museum with photos and memorabilia.
That's pretty neat, isn't
it? Yeah.
Old Bud Burns would knock him in the head, grab him by the ankle, and drag him two at a time.
Whatever it took.
And he'd just stack them up in there. And before that became a jail, the ladies used that to bake the bread for the people in Denning.
The population is now just 200, but Denning was originally a thriving coal mining community and a hub of activity.
Denning had, over 4,000 people at one time. And, of course, they had theaters, dance halls, all that stuff. But it's pretty neat, ain't it?
The new tornado shelter is attached to City Hall, and it features a kitchen, restrooms, and showers in the event residents need to shelter for a longer period of time.
Whenever we did the storm shelter, mm-hmm. I had this vision, not just me, but me and the city aldermen and Donna Thomas, but we had a vision of having this as a complex that you could possibly live in, because during a tornado, you never know how severe it can get for somebody. So we had families that didn't have homes. They didn't have a house to go back to. So we made this like a small house, but yet a facility you could use for shelter.
While today's gathering was a one-time event, there is interest in making it an annual celebration.
I heard some of the city aldermen say that they really would like to do that, just because it's something that gets all the community out and everybody gets involved visiting and stuff. But anyways, we got a lot of folks that's coming here and they're just curious to see what we've done and everything.
Yeah, fantastic.
Read more about Denning and see photos in the next issue of City and Town magazine, coming in January.
A new report offers a look at civic engagement in Arkansas. Two municipal officials participated in a recent panel discussion about the report at the Clinton Presidential Library. Here's Andrew Morgan with some highlights from that event.
During the 2020 election cycle, Arkansas ranked last, 51st out of all 50 states and the District of Columbia, in voter registration and turnout. That's according to a new first-of-its-kind report on civic engagement in the state. The 2023 Arkansas Civic Health Index was prepared by the National Conference on Citizenship in partnership with Engage Arkansas, the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, and other local partners, and it provides data on political participation, civic information access, volunteerism, and other indicators of citizen engagement. The Clinton Presidential Center hosted a panel discussion December 4th to mark the release of the report and explore ways to improve engagement in Arkansas. That 51st ranking is hard to sugarcoat, but there are some positives, said the NCOC's Research and Evaluation Director, Jeff Coates.
The challenge, obviously, is the voter registration and turnout. I think you are 51 out of 51. I would, you know, just think of them, think of it as a challenge, an opportunity. You can only go up.
Two city officials participated in the panel, Blaine Mayor Lisa Hicks Gilbert and Bentonville Councilmember Gayatri Agnew, who discussed their efforts at the local government level. In her professional career, Agnew works on accessibility issues for Walmart. That work provides an interesting lens through which to view civic health as an elected official, she said. Building trust and including people in the process are keys to increasing engagement.
And at the very core of the question about trust, I think is the question about when and how you feel included. You either are a part of or you are outside of a process.
For Mayor Gilbert, connecting with disengaged young people in Elaine has been a priority. Limitations in physical civic infrastructure, like reliable internet service, can magnify the challenges, she said. To overcome those challenges, she and her community partners have done old-fashioned grassroots outreach, and they saw results in 2022.
And that was encouraging, so that was a way for us to engage them and get more people out to vote. I know that the numbers sound dismal, but we had more people come out to vote in Elaine in the history of Elaine.
The report concludes with a list of recommendations for improving the state's civic health. They include nonpartisan electoral reforms to make registering and voting more accessible, increasing opportunities for civil discussions on public issues, increasing rural broadband access, and expanding civic education in schools. To read and download the report, and to watch a recording of that panel discussion, visit ncoc.org. This is Andrew Morgan.
The holiday season is in full swing, and for the occasion, we present the first, and perhaps the last, episode of CNT's newest game show. You'll likely recognize the first contestant. Enjoy!
This is Liability. Please welcome our first contestant. He's an executive director from Arkansas by way of Wisconsin. Mark Hayes, you're the first contestant on the City and Town Podcast's newest game show. This is Liability.
I am thrilled to be here, and nothing says fun like liability.
I'll be honest, I looked up synonyms for Jeopardy. Perhaps you've heard of that program.
There seems to be somewhere in my memory.
Yeah. I looked them up in the thesaurus and thought this one was funny. It also seemed appropriate because of the league's various programs, municipal vehicle, property, etc.
Yes, we certainly deal with our fair share of liability issues in this building and around the state.
Well, thank you, Mark. This is the first episode of Liability, exclamation point. It also happens to be the very special holiday episode. The rules are simple. I ask you three questions, and you answer them or be found liable for something. I don't know. We'll figure that out later.
Yep, something.
Are you ready to play?
I most certainly am.
Here we go. What is your favorite family holiday tradition?
This is a tough one. There were so many things growing up as a kid that we loved to do. I would say one would be the church service we would go to on Christmas Eve. It was always a nice time to be with your family and kind of hang out with a lot of folks that you don't necessarily get to see all the time. It was really heartwarming. And then the other thing would be the meals that we had, turkey and all the trimmings. And my grandparents, my mom's grandparents from South Carolina, that's where she was raised, in Columbia, kind of in the low country. So rice is very prevalent. So we always had turkey with my grandmother's gravy and rice. So it was rice and gravy. My wife now politely calls that prison food, and she does not understand the love that my brother and I have for rice and gravy, but we still do.
Question two.
Yes.
What was the best gift Santa ever brought you?
Yeah, this is a hard one too, because it kind of boils down to two different aspects of my life. When I was young, my father got my brother and I aside after we had opened up gifts, and he had these boxes kind of lined up, and there were Lionel trains, the big ones, not the small, but the big, I think they're O gauge, I can't remember, but the engine alone is about a foot long. And there were, and there are, I still have them. I've got all the track, I've got the controllers, the everything. And then the other great thing was, I think the first year that Allison and I were married, we still had boxes everywhere. We had quite literally just moved into the house within a couple of weeks. We had one tree up with lights. That was it. Just a it was a artificial one that I had from Walmart when I was single. So it was just full of white lights. That was it. Didn't have any decorations. And the kids came over that about mid-morning, and we had gifts, and we just opened gift, but it was very simple. And it was our first Christmas as a six-some together, you know, and the six of us really being together in that kind of new environment was really a wonderful thing. So those are kind of my, I got to go back and forth between those, that time with my dad and my mom with the trains and my brother, and then that first Christmas married with Allison.
We won't force you to pick a favorite of those.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Excellent answers all. Are you ready for the final?
I think I'm probably ready.
The final question. The final round.
Have a deep breath and think through this a little bit, but I think I'm ready.
Okay. Mark, what would you like to tell the league membership out there this holiday season?
Well, the first thing I would tell them is thank you for all that they do each and every day. It's a very difficult job. But the message I would like for all of them to have is to know, despite the fact that they don't always hear it, is that they are appreciated from the citizens they represent. And then I would say to them, take a step back and relax and look at all you've done this year with, in many instances, not a lot of tools. So be proud of what you've done and enjoy the holiday season for what it is, which is an opportunity to reflect and spend time with your family and friends and your church family, and really engage in the spirit of the holiday, which is doing more for others than you do for yourself. And candidly, I think that's what city officials do almost every day anyway. So every day is Christmas, I guess, from a municipal perspective.
Mark, thank you for your holiday memories, and thank you for the encouraging words.
I appreciate
and
you.
We have not finalized the rules for this game show, but I'm going to declare you the winner of this episode.
Thank you. Okay. I feel great. I figure as much, given the volume of the other people in the room. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Mark. And until next time, have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year.
Merry Christmas.
And that'll do it for this last episode of C&T for the year. We look forward to seeing you at the upcoming 2024 Winter Conference that's happening January 10th through the 12th. You can head to our website to learn more at arml.org. And as always, I'm Ben Klein. We'll see you in the new year.